We're going to break it down by district. Let's start with Basalt and Snowmass Village fire districts. Explain what these districts are asking.
So Basalt and Snowmass Village will be one fire authority next year, the Roaring Fork Fire Authority. That's why voters in Basalt and Snowmass Village will see essentially the exact same question on their ballots. It asks for authorization to adjust the current mill levy rates annually to offset or account for loss in revenue due to the Gallagher Amendment. So the total tax revenue would remain the same as what voters have authorized in the past. So residential property owners would not see their tax bills go up. I spoke with Fire Chief Scott Thompson about this.
We're not asking for any more. We just want what we have and want it stable.
So their argument is we're not asking for more money. We just want what you've already said is okay. And kind of that stabilizing piece is key. It will allow the district to plan ahead in what Thompson says is a fiscally responsible way, using 2017 as the baseline.
I want to know a little bit more about the Lake Christine fire. Did we learn anything during the incident this summer that has changed how we're looking at the future planning for and funding that we need?
Yeah, you know, I wondered the same thing. Basalt fire was certainly one of the most impacted districts locally by the Lake Christine fire. It started on state land very close to downtown. And when I asked Fire Chief Thompson about how that wildfire kind of informs their planning, he actually said that they wouldn't be changing much.
And the number one priority has always been wildfire. Wildfire could devastate our valley. It could devastate our economy, our roads, our infrastructure, our water that we're putting into the watershed.
So Thompson said wildfire has always been the biggest concern. We know that we live in a fire-prone area. And he says the most important thing is that Basalt Fire was ready for Lake Christine when it happened. They had the right equipment, the right training, and they could respond immediately and effectively straight from the fire station. So Thompson actually attributes a lot of that to a capital reserve fund, says if this measure doesn't pass, that fund would be one of the first losses.
What's being asked of voters in the Carbondale Fire District?
There are two ballot issues in Carbondale. One is a bond issue. They're looking for $7.5 million bond that they would use to replace 10 vehicles.
Wow.
They would also use it to expand two fire stations, one in Marble and the other in the West End, which is close to a lot of growth in the Carbondale Fire District. It's near CMC's Spring Valley campus. They would also add training facilities and some housing, and there are plans for a maintenance facility.
We also have another ballot question, 7B. That's a mill levy increase. Where would those funds go?
That's all about day-to-day operations. Fire Chief Goodwin says they really need more funding to safely do their work, and this is especially focused on staffing.
What about Glenwood Springs and Aspen? Are they facing the same issues and are they asking similar questions?
These are both mill levy questions as well, and there are some similarities. So they're looking at addressing shortfalls through extending or increasing property taxes that people pay. In Glenwood, it's a pretty straightforward extension. Aspen is looking for a mill levy increase for the first time in Aspen Fire's history.
Wow.
So it is similar. It's unique in that most of the funds would be used to build firefighter housing. That's actually 80% of the mill levy increase that they're asking for. This portion of the increase would sunset in 20 years. So after the housing is built, the mill levy drops back really pretty close to what it currently is, just below one mill, which is the lowest in the state.